Former Congress President and Wayanad MP Rahul Gandhi on January 24 distanced himself from senior party leader Digvijay Singh's remarks over the authenticity of surgical strikes in the aftermath of the 2019 Pulwama attack and said the army doesn't need to provide any proof, as he combated the fallout of Singh's remarks, calling them outlying or views held by the fringe. This comes after Digvijay Singh said there is no proof of the 2019 surgical strike against Pakistan, while the centre claims to have carried out the attack. Disagreeing with Singh's remarks, Rahul Gandhi said that those were Digvijay Singh's personal views. Rahul Gandhi, who is currently in Jammu for the Bharat Jodo Yatra, said that Digvijay's views are outlying. "We don't appreciate Digvijay Singh's personal views. His views are outlying views. We are absolutely clear that the armed forces do their job exceptionally well and they do not need to provide proof of that," said Rahul Gandhi during a press conference. Earlier during the Yatra, an agitated Jairam Ramesh lashed out at the media, saying all that needed to be said about Digvijay's comment have already been done. The questions should now be directed at the Prime Minister. A day after Singh stirred up the hornet's nest and the Congress distanced itself from the leader, party MP in charge of communication, Ramesh told the media while walking for the Bharat Jodo Yatra in Jammu and Kashmir that all queries related to the surgical strike uproar have been answered by his party and the media needs to aim its questions at Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Digvijay Singh, trying to put an end to the row, also said, "I have got the greatest regard for the defence forces," as the leaders marched on along with other podiatry. Taking to Twitter, Jairam Ramesh claimed that even the UPA government had carried out surgical strikes. "The views expressed by senior leader Digvijay Singh are his own and do not reflect the position of Congress. Surgical strikes were carried out before 2014 by the UPA government. Congress has supported and will continue to support all military actions that are in the national interest," Jairam Ramesh tweeted.